Federal agencies issued more improper payments last year than during any year since the Office of Management and Budget first started keeping a tally, and that was back in 2004. OMB says agencies aren't necessarily getting sloppy, but they are being asked to do more with less. OMB wants agency accountants to pay closer attention to getting those numbers right, though. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Chief financial officers have helped the Office of Management and Budget focus more on new pieces of policy and less on hot-button issues like conference and travel spending in recent years. But the improper payments tally is going up, and the number of material weaknesses are too. And OMB says it needs the accounting community to focus on getting these numbers right, because agencies will soon need their accountants' help on enterprise risk management. Mark Rieger is the deputy controller at OMB.
We've been able to concentrate on financial management policy a lot more in the last couple of years because you have allowed us to do so. We haven't had those events that occur in every agency occasionally, which draw all the media attention towards things like bicycles, muffins, some of the other things that quite frankly occur, plague us and draw away attention. What we've been able to do for the last couple of years is actually concentrate our portfolios on things that are more policy-oriented, oriented towards strategic goals.
Agencies issued about $137 billion in improper payments in fiscal 2015. That's the biggest annual total since agencies first started reporting data on this topic back in 2004. And it's $12 billion higher than what OMB first projected for 2015. Rieger says agency accountants should study up on their agency's improper payment rates.
So go home tonight. Find out what your agency does about improper payments. In everything you do, start to look for that opportunity and make a suggestion to somebody to improve improper payments.
Here's Rieger again.
We've had a degradation suddenly in the last couple of years of more material weaknesses. Don't blame the system. I'm old enough to have done accounting on the books. You can get a clean opinion with a ledger. So, number one thing for all of you in this room who are accountants or financial professionals to remember, everybody outside this room counts on you to make sure the numbers are right because they've got no view in that at all.
OMB says it's going to be working with agencies to get a better hold of their improper payment rates. Regina Kearney is the branch chief of the Office of Federal Financial Management within OMB.
We asked agencies to include in their financial reports a more detailed breakout of the root causes of the improper payments. And we're hoping by getting that additional insight on what it actually is driving the improper payments, it'll help us target how to reduce those improper payment amounts.
Agencies are also getting more material weaknesses on their financial audits in the past couple of years. Here's Kearney.
So this is concerning to us, obviously. We want to see the trend reverse and to go back to a positive move. So we have collected from agencies corrective action plans. We're going through them. We're analyzing them. We're working with the agencies. So this is an area you can expect that we will be closely engaged in over time, and hopefully we can reverse some of those results that we're seeing.
It's not that agencies are getting sloppy on keeping the books, but they are being asked to do a lot more with a lot less. And there's a lot more unfunded mandates that they have to deal with.
Since that time, we've added Data Act, has come in, and that's, something that agencies need to focus on. But no new resources were added at the same time. So I think it's just a matter of that there's a lot of balls that, agencies are juggling, and you're going to have a little bit of a slippage when some of that occurs. So we want to just make sure that we can kind of enable the agencies to refocus and make sure that we can reverse that trend and turn it back around.
Rieger says it's not a lecture, but more of an attempt to remind agency accountants that the small stuff matters.
But that requires all of you to do the nuts and bolts accounting work that you, quite frankly, are so good at. We are still the envy of the world in financial management. Let's not lose that.
Plus, agency accountants and financial managers have a big role to play as their organizations start to stand up enterprise risk management programs. OMB released a long-awaited update to Circular A-123 back in July. In it is a mandate for agencies to develop enterprise risk management programs. Rieger says the accounting community will be key as their agencies develop risk assessments and plans to manage them.
Making sure the numbers you generate are accurate is primary to our success over the past 10 years. It shows. GAO's Green Book moved our processes of internal control and assurance from our environment to all the other offices in your agency. But they don't know what that means. They don't understand that their routine management activities provide them assurance. They don't necessarily understand how important it is to have those routine management activities of checking things and documenting that so there is believability in the reports and the information they provide too, and accuracy.
Getting clean audit opinions will help, but OMB says it knows there will be a lot of challenges as agencies start to understand ERM. It's been hosting town hall meetings on enterprise risk management to help train leaders on the program. But one of the biggest challenges will come from the culture change that agencies must accept if they're going to be more transparent about their risks. That's a big concern for Tim Soltis. He's the Deputy Chief Financial Officer for the Education Department, and he helped OMB develop parts of the A123 update and guidance.
The culture of transparency is not something in all the years I worked in government I found to be prevalent. I mean, people tend to, if you admit something, it becomes your problem, you get blamed for it. There's not a lot of people that the culture of saying, hey, here's a problem, I can't fix it, you know, is difficult. Or to call out problems, the elephant in the room that everyone knows exists, but someone, there's a strong position that kind of runs that and no one wants to call that out.
And Soltis says agencies will also be hesitant to admit their risk to Congress and other internal and external oversight committees.
Improper payments, right? I've done all the controls I can. 2% is as good as it gets. And go in front of the congressional committee and say, it's acceptable to me for $2 billion to be improperly spent by Social Security Administration. It's good enough. And if they don't impeach the person, you know that, well, then is Congress really buying in? So can you really publish a risk appetite and say, this is as good as it gets?
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.